Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Matt Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which he and the other co-founder, Tyler Maas, describe as an online source for music, culture, and some gentle sarcasm. And among the many cultural things that Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Matt Wild is the curator of that list, and since August, Lake Effect has been having him come in at the end of the month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to. We call it Milwaukee Music Roundup, and Matt joins me in the studio now. Hey, Matt Wild, how are you?
Well, hello. I'm doing just fine.
I know you're still kind of jazzed up from Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah.
Halloween, trick-or-treating. Only went trick-or-treating about 17 times in the past few days with,
with
my young
daughter. Well, she is five.
Yeah, she is five. So,
you got away with 17.
I am just tired. So I'm looking forward to not thinking about candy, walking around. I'm looking forward to listening to some great Milwaukee music.
Me too. And actually, this is such a great list this month. None of it Halloween oriented at all, which I was very appreciative of.
That's right.
But it kind of we wrap around with some power pop and some other stuff in the middle. And so who are we starting with?
Let's start with, like you said, some terrific Milwaukee by way of Nashville power pop. The first group is Mini Meltdowns. Now, Mini Meltdowns is really two musicians. It is John Phillip, formerly of Milwaukee, and was John in here recently?
He was in the studio next door weeks ago talking about the new album.
Yeah, John is he's great. People know him from Milwaukee when he lived here. He played in bands like the Benjamins. He was the drummer for that group. And now he's formed a band, his own band, where he's kind of the band leader, and he's taking on singing and guitar duties as well as drums. And he's living in Nashville these days, and he's hooked up with another prolific Milwaukee musician, Scott Shanebeck, who folks probably know from such groups as The Promise Ring, and he still plays with Dashboard Confessional these days all over the country. So Scott's always busy, still lives here in Milwaukee. So John, Scott have hooked up to create this new band, the Mini Meltdowns. They put out their first EP last year. They have a new one now. It is called Destined for Disaster. And it's one of those kind of great stories that comes out of a lot of hardship. According to John, this whole album came out of what he describes as the worst year of his life last year. His father passed away. He himself had some medical issues. And he kind of wrote this album to kind of help him get out of that funk. And it's a terrific album. And I think I'm glad it's helped him. And I know he has a new fiance, so I think he's very happy with that. So he's kind of turned his life around in a terrific way, and this album is part of that. So Mini Meltdowns, the EP is called Destined for Disaster, and the song is called Gonna Miss You.
I'm gonna miss you.
The Mini Meltdowns with Gonna Miss You. And I have to say, you know, that song does not sound like it was written by somebody who was having a difficult time.
No, yeah.
It's a fabulous tune, and it's also, the band sounds much bigger than the two guys.
Yes. Yeah. I know they had some extra help in the studio, but I know John does.
He's one of those multi-instrumentalists.
Yep, yeah. So it's terrific.
Yeah. Well, we're going to shift gears. This is quite a shift from Nashville, Milwaukee power pop to some really good hip hop.
Yep, some Milwaukee hip hop. This is from Kaylee Crossfire. Now, Kaylee has been around for a few years now, and she's always been terrific, putting out some terrific singles and some EPs here and there. And she's always been busy, and recently she kind of had a bigger spotlight shown on her. She was one of the finalists on the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow, which is kind of a looking for the next big rap star kind of competition reality show. The judges are Cardi B and T.I. and Chance the Rapper. And she made it to the final 30. She sadly didn't make it past that. She was cut. But according to her, it was a terrific experience for her. And she's kind of just using it to kind of keep going. And, it's ridiculous to think that someone like her would be, this would be the end for her. It's clearly not the end for her that she, got cut from a reality show. It's really just the beginning. And so she's been putting out a lot of singles here and there. And the one we'll listen to is called Young Legend. It's just kind of a freestyle song that she's posted to YouTube. And it's terrific. And I think just yesterday she put out another one, too. So she's very prolific. And it's hopefully she can take the spotlight that she got from Rhythm and Flow and really go bigger and better.
Soon as I woke up into the spot, got my cash though. They ain't wanna pay me back then, now I triple. My gang got to have it too, then my day one. So my bra, your passports, we done leveled up. Forget them dudes, I been screaming that since high school. Miss Johnson said, you better count on you, so I ain't never letting me down. We went from welfare to farewell, because we boarding these planes, we need rewards. I deserve that. Been a whole lot of late nights, early mornings. Had to take my talents cross country like a tournament. Worked the KRP, cause she said that we need all of it. And she ain't never lied. Shell drop it. Cause when I'm here, it's a murder scene. And I ain't finna wait for them to commit suicide with their careers. I'm taking over, killing everything. Whatever I get, it's time to go. $1 million Maya, I'm wealthy. She ain't got no thought, cause she's an airhead. Y'all be praising all the wrong.
Kaylee Crossfire with Young Legend, one of our Milwaukee Music Roundup picks this month. And I was reading, while I was listening to her YouTube thing, I was reading a lot of the comments, and a lot of people not from here had seen her on Rhythm and Flow and really liked her and were like, oh, you shouldn't have been cut. You shouldn't have been cut. And so I think that must make her feel good, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I saw the same thing. So that's terrific. Hopefully she gets some national attention that she certainly deserves.
All right. Well, we move from Kaylee to Devil Met Contention.
Devil
Did
Met
I get
Contention.
That right?
That is right. So this one, if you'll forgive kind of a personal Milwaukee record plug here, we have a long-running video series called Public Domain, where we have local musicians come in and perform an old kind of standard public domain song and reinterpret it. And it's great because there's a lot of great songs, and it's also great because we don't have to pay for them because they're in the public domain. That's really the driving force behind the whole series.
It's all economics.
Yeah, exactly. So for our latest installment, for October, we brought in Devil Met Contention, and they played a old standard called Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, which I think was kind of popularized by Bessie Smith in the 20s, and they put their own spin on it. And Devil Met Contention is a terrific band. They've been around for a number of years. Just last year, they kind of went through their own kind of reinvention. They've kind of reinvented themselves as this very glamorous, very dapper, and well-dressed. Well, they've always been well-dressed, but just a very good-looking band of good-looking gentlemen. And they are absolutely terrific. And they've got a couple new songs that they released this past year. I think they're kind of taking the rest of the year off, getting ready. They've been teasing some big things for 2020. So this is kind of the last thing we'll hear from them for the rest of the year, but I think it's a great interpretation of this old song. So it's Devil Met Contention, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home.
I've got the blues, I feel so lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. I'm sure it'd be so grand. Baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? Please come home.
The old blues tune, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, played and interpreted by Devil Met Contention. And, I know that Bessie Smith recording, mm-hmm. and so I was expecting a lot more 12 bar
than
what came through. This was like a brand new song, and what a great way to think about it and interpret it as, if you just heard it, you'd think, oh, they wrote it.
Right. Yeah, it's, not to plug our own series, but it's been terrific watching so many artists come in and completely make these songs their own. Sometimes they'll just take the lyrics and we'll just kind of make their own song just based on the lyrics, not even anything to do with music. So it's been a really terrific series, Public Domain.
We're going to wrap up this month's music roundup back to power pop.
Yep.
And this is also another really great power pop feel. I mean, this I didn't know this band at all.
It's funny. I was the day you kind of emailed me and asked, you know, what are your picks for this month? I was kind of searching around for a fourth. And suddenly we got our mail in from the mailroom, and suddenly there was a CD in the mail. And you don't see that often anymore.
Like,
CD in the mail. Opened it up, and sure enough, it was Certain Stars. I was really surprised to see it. This is a band that's been around for a long, long time, 2003 or 4, something like that. Been around for about 15 years in Milwaukee, and have been, you know, these purveyors of power pop for, you know, almost 2 decades now. And hadn't heard much from them in recent years. I think their last record was maybe 2012 or something. So this kind of really surprised me when it showed up. And but it's terrific, you know, to see these guys back at it. I mean, they've been around so long that I think my band played with them at some point. So like, that's like, oh, wow.
That's right. Telling you, yeah. Yeah.
But it's great. The name of the album is The Devil Made Whiskey. And the song we're going to be listening to is I Don't Drink Much About That. Kind of a pun on I don't think much about that, I guess, right? And yeah, it's just amazing to see these guys back at it, doing what they do best. I used to dream about rock and roll.
Certain Stars with I Don't Drink Much About That. And again, just great, a feel-good power pop. You feel like you could sing along with it the first time you've heard it?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are. They have an album release party for this record. It's November 8th at Linneman's. They're playing with another classic and amazing power pop Milwaukee band, Trolley, who have been around for a long time as well. So if you are even vaguely a fan of power pop, go to that show because it's going to be a night of terrific music.
Well, you know what, Matt? I was thinking that Milwaukee Record and Lake Effect should have a power pop concert.
Yes.
I was just thinking we should do that. We should co-sponsor something like that.
I would be on that in a second. Absolutely.
Me too. I think it would be so much fun. But until then, let's hear Certain Stars out for this month, and you and I will catch up after Thanksgiving.
Sounds good.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup, and we feature a few of the songs from that list on the show. You can find a link to all of the songs that we did talk about at wuwm.com.